We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the third chapter, the 11th Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar HaModai Omer, Hamchalel Ta Kodashim, if someone desecrates holy foods, Vamvazet HaMoadot, and he who is disrespectful of Chol HaMoed, Vamfer Brito Shel Avraham Avinu, and he who annuls the covenant of Abraham, he doesn't circumcise his children. And a person who shames his friend publicly. And a person who says interpretations in the Torah that are incorrect. He tries to reinterpret the Torah. Even though he learned Torah and he's done good deeds, he does not have a portion in the world to come. So that's a very, very weighty threat. Rabbi Elazar HaModai says, "I'm chalel et hakodashim." Zeh mfagel et hakodashim v'mutamam. Rabbi Yonah says, "That's when a person purposely defiles or disqualifies the sacrifices." Echad kodesh mizbech, echad kodesh bet kabayit. It could be a sacrifice. It could be that there was money that was designated to the temple, what's called bede kabayit, designated to the temple fund, and he stole from it. I'm chalel otam enochel k'la'olam haba. So when a person desecrates them, he does not have a portion in the world to come. So this is a scary one. He who disrespects Chol HaMoed. He says, the two are juxtaposed, the sacrifice and the Chol HaMoed, because they're both called Kodshim, holy things. The holidays, including Chol HaMoed, are called Mikra'ei Kodesh, a time where we unite in holiness. And desecrating either one of them, sacrifice or yomtiv, the reason a person doesn't have a portion in the world to come, because what he's done is desecrate something that Hashem says is holy. About this our sages said, it's interesting, Chazal repeated and reiterated the warnings, because as we find in our sages, the people weren't listening. This is an age-old problem, that on Chol HaMoed, people don't take the holiness of the day seriously. They take the whole part seriously, not the Moed part seriously. And so the rabbis would repeatedly warn us, respect the day. And one who desecrates the dates as though he's worshipped idols. As the Pasuk says, Elokei Masecha lo ta'aselach, v'samach le'etcha gam tzot tishmol. The Torah juxtaposes the two. It says, don't make yourself a molten figure to worship. Keep the holiday of Pesach. What's the connection? The connection is, if you don't respect the holiday of Pesach, it's as though you've put together a molten figure.
What do we expect to do? Like go hang out in the Harabai and stuff and daven and bring korbanos?
Oh, it's a good thing. It's also good to have a quality time with your kids. It's a good time to learn with your children. It's a good time to go to a later minyan, to sleep a little late, go to a later minyan, have a longer davening, and then have a nice regal breakfast with your kids, and then have some nice learning time with your kids and some quality time. And the Chol HaMoed, it's like a yomtiv. You're not supposed to go around. People put on their tackle gear, and they go fishing, and they go hunting, and they... what are you getting all dirty for? It's yomtiv. It's yomtiv with a certain leniency. Make it into a holy yomtiv. You have quality family time with learning Torah, with davening. You have a slightly longer davening. You take a little bit more time to learn, a little bit more time to eat the meals. One of the things we try to do on Sukkot, for example, by the time you get home from shul, you do Hoshanas, you have Hallel, you have Musaf, you have Kriyas Torah. So shul will take you an hour and a half. And usually you sleep late, so by the time you get home, it's 9:30, then you have a nice big breakfast and the sukkah. So you spend the time with the kids, with the family, and doing spiritual things. Over here we spoke about he who is disrespectful to the holiday. It didn't say he who desecrates the holiday. We're not talking about the holiday, Yom Tov, where if you do work, it's chilul yomtiv, like chilul Shabbat. We're talking about the Chol HaMoed. Ki b'zeh lo tzach ledaber. He didn't have to warn us by yomtiv, because everyone knows yomtiv is like Shabbos. Shiyomtiv k'shabbatu. Ele mecholosh en moed medaber. He was talking about Chol HaMoed. Lo seh bom lacha yisuh, vehu mevazeh cholosh en moed. So if a person does the tasks that Chazal didn't want us to do, Chazal said, Don't save all your dirty laundry for Chol HaMoed. You shouldn't be doing laundry on Chol HaMoed. Chazal said, don't go plowing your field on Chol HaMoed. You have off time, all your kids are home. Right, that's not the time for that. So if a person derides the Chol HaMoed when he does the tasks that are prohibited, a person says, it's not such a holy day like the Yom Tiv, so I can do whatever work I want. What he's doing is disgusting, and what's worse is he doesn't even get embarrassed by it. And we'll learn one more line. He who annuls the covenant, that's a person who can pull back the skin so that it looks like he has a foreskin. So you can do that. You know, there's an organization in the United States that's there. They help people do that. They don't have too many members, but that's their thing. They're going to help you undo your circumcision. So that's mefir brito shlamam vino. He annuls the covenant. So it's as though he's out to anger his creator. He's mocking the mitzvah. Yeah, my parents circumcised me and put me in a covenant with Hashem, the covenant of Avraham Avinu, and I'm going to pull out. So that's one of the people the Torah says in the Chelek L'Olam Haba.